This used to be my rum and coke cup when I was sad.
Oh, well. And so now I know if this fucking cup has rum and coke in it, shit's hit the fan.
So you can probably tell from the other voice that isn't me, but Becca is not here for this episode. What had happened was we were supposed to record tonight because she was like, oh, we'll just do two ahead of time so she can be on vacation in Ann Arbor. But then this week she told me, oh, by the way, I'm driving home and won't be available to record this week. So Becca's dead to me. And once again, we have Chris here with us today.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Chris. You might remember me from that one other podcast that one time. And that I date one of the hosts.
That's actually interesting because we were talking before we started recording. And from what I heard, you're dating me.
Yes, that's true.
Wow, still.
Yeah.
And that's going...
Sorry, that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, no, of course. But how is it going?
It's going, you know, so Becca isn't here with us today.
And yeah. We're just gonna try. Yeah, things are a little weird. We're gonna get through this.
No, it's great. It's wonderful.
Okay.
You're a nice catch.
Yeah.
I tell the folks.
I tell people that all the time, too.
Jessica, great catch.
Yeah. Well, for as long as you can hold me.
As long as you pay for dinners, you know.
All right. I made us salads tonight.
It was a beautiful salad, truly. One of the top 10 salads of my life.
Wow. Longtime listeners will know how much I love salad. I think I probably talk about it pretty often. But really went and nailed it out of the park this week. Or tonight, I guess. Really this week. I had some other salads. They were good, too. So, like, how... We see each other every day, just like I said last time we did this. So for me to be like, how was your week? Always feels kind of silly. But how was your week?
You know, it was pretty good. I can't complain because I'm finally caught up at work because at the end of the month, they demand that all of our medical charts are closed. And so I had to work till like 10:30 at night to make sure that was happening. But it did mean that I'm all caught up with things, which is a sense of relief.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to stay caught up or will it slowly become not caught up until you get to the end of the month and catch up again?
Probably that. But, you know, well, here's the thing. They don't give you a lot of time to do the everything part of your job.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's the challenge of being salaried. But
I'm salaried.
There will be changes coming. So who knows what will be in the future.
Yeah, they started, can we talk about that?
I don't know if we can talk about that.
Then don't worry about it.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Don't worry, it's all fine.
Well, I'm glad you're caught up for now at least.
Yeah, it's been great. I'm starting to run again, so that's really healthy. I think it's good for everyone's mental health. Probably mostly mine.
It works for you, so you have to assume it's good for everyone. That's just science.
I don't know if there's like some sort of transferal benefit. Like I run and then you get some extra serotonin. I don't know. Maybe that's how it works.
I mean, I feel good when you feel good. So,
oh,
yeah, that's how love works.
How was your week?
Did
you do anything exciting?
As a matter of fact, yeah.
You got your eyes dilated.
Well, yeah, I had to get my eyes dilated today, but then like I had to still scoot home, which is fine because my... The reason I had to get my eyes dilated is because I need new sunglasses because mine are scratched on a hell and I get prescription sunglasses because I wear glasses. And the doctor was, last week I was there to get the exam and they were like, oh, can we dilate your eyes? I'm like, what? Right now? I have stuff to do because normally Friday nights I'm working on things. I think I edited the podcast that night and I needed to be able to read the screen. And so I was like, no, I'll come back next week. Not thinking that, oh, next week the dilation lasts so long. And I didn't have sunglasses.
Did you not know that this podcast actually happens every week?
I mean, it usually happens on Fridays, but not always. At any rate, I wasn't prepared last week. And so this week I got them done. But then I had to ride the scooter back and my helmet.
Seemingly we're again not prepared.
Okay, listen, if it's not in my calendar, I don't know what's going on. And I don't put the podcast in the calendar because Becca's a mess.
Again, dead to...
Dead to all of us. That's actually her name right now in our friend group chat on Facebook Messenger. And I don't remember why, but I named her that. But my helmet has a visor that pops down in there. So I was able to wear that because I don't have sunglasses right now. But then I had to go to CVS to pick up some prescriptions. So I was in there with the visor down at first and I felt real stupid. But they were nice about it. And then I ended up grabbing my scratch glasses anyway.
Well, that's where you sent me that lovely photo of you with the mask on.
Yeah, I had a mask
and the sunglasses. Yep. And I was like, oh, my babe's finally branching into robbery.
Yeah. And I said, because I was in the cough drop aisle, I said, I'll never cough again after this heist. And then I chuckled at my own joke, as I usually do.
Never been prouder in my whole life.
Yeah. Thanks, love.
Yeah, I'm such a supportive partner.
And then we've also, Chris has had some wine. I'm having a gin and tonic.
Sober.
So, you know, bear with us as we get through this. What else did I do this week? I went to the baseball game again.
Oh, yeah.
I have a hat now.
Which you did I'm not invite fan. Me to.
No, here's what happened. One, it was kind of a last minute thing. But two, I made a friend while I was volunteering at the vaccine clinic at a place called Lighthouse for the Blind here in San Francisco that provides services and resources and all sorts of stuff for blind
folks. Shockingly, for the blind.
For the blind folks. And I made a friend through there who invited me to go to the Giants game because the Giants are playing the A's and she likes the A's, I guess. And I have recently decided to like the Giants. But
we're not putting that in the podcast.
We can't talk about that? We got names? Okay. Then we have to wipe the whole segment. what were we talking about? I was talking about baseball. But I went to the baseball game and I didn't invite you for reasons that we can't talk about on the podcast. I guess. But next time we go, you will be invited. But it was last minute, really, is what it was.
Yeah.
And also, I thought we had talked about it. But whatever. At any rate, I went to the game. We won. The Giants won, which felt really nice. It was the first big event I've been to since reopening, I say with air quotes. And that was fun. Lots of people. They were teasing each other, but it felt very kind of friendly.
You have the fries that are so famous?
No, I know they had the garlic fries there, but I had a pizza before.
It's like you didn't even go.
I guess I have to go again.
Oh, my gosh.
No, it smells amazing in there, though. All the food smells great. And it was cold. That was what I really liked. Because I feel like anytime I've been to a Tigers game, it's 90 degrees and I hate it.
Mm.
And in the Giants stadium, Oracle Park, it was cold. It was fantastic. People were shivering. I was happy. Rode the scooter there. That's the other nice thing is I can drive the scooter like a block away and park and then just walk over. I didn't have to worry about parking.
That would be very convenient.
Oh, it was. I didn't get stuck in traffic at all.
Fantastic. It was raining so happy on the way for back you.
Home. It was a misty. You drive through a cloud when it's foggy, so... and this week I started learning how to code for iOS and I made an app based on other people. I followed the instructions. It's a copy of the I Am Rich app, if any of you remember that.
And you still have to show me your app and all the stickers that you were so excited about. These stickers.
I started making a sticker pack too, just of stuff that I want to use. The stuff we have in Work Slack as opposed to casual Slack.
It's great. It says know you.
Yeah, so it's the card for from Uno. Someone else made this emoji for work and it says know you as a reverse. So that if someone says something nice about you, I can then say know you and turn it right around. So, you know, gonna get big into the app industry. I got an idea for a search engine. I don't think anybody's doing that right now. Dating apps. I figure instead of like sending a message, we can just swipe left and right real quick. Just an idea I'm having. We'll see how it goes.
What about if you could like summon people to take you places? Or even better, what if you could like use an app and it would bring you food like to your own home? You didn't even have to go anywhere.
I don't know about that.
I think that would be a real big hit.
I just like you'd have to hire all those people as employees and give them benefits.
No, I don't.
Why wouldn't you give them benefits?
Well, I think there's ways around that. Like, we're just going to call them, employees with benefits or something. It's not the same thing.
That's the opposite of what you were saying.
Oh, wait, that's the opposite. The employees without benefits.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
That's what happens when you drink.
I wouldn't know. I guess we can do our posts here. Now, Becca, I bullied into...
Really just jumping right in.
Yeah. I bullied into getting some posts for us. I have to send them to Chris. So that they
I thought Becca's dead to you.
Becca did this. I bullied her. She's still dead to me.
Thank you, Becca's ghost, for ghost kindly providing these services.
If anyone asks, though, David killed her. All right, first post.
I won't ask.
Am I the asshole for asking the couple viewing my house why they wasted our time? My husband, 33, male, and I, 30 female, are selling our house that we purchased 8 years ago. When did you buy a house when you're 25? We currently have it listed for $35,000 more than what we purchased it for due to all the renovations and upgrade we put into it. Everything on the inside is brand new and was done in the last year and a half with special order carpet, furnace, hot water tank, and kitchen backslash, going in just 2 months ago. The only thing we didn't add to the home was a garage detached, as we chose to have a large backyard instead, although the electrical work is in place as well as the permit should whoever purchase it decide to build one. We do have two parking stalls behind our house, though, on our property that aren't street parking. Our realtor messaged us with a viewing request at 5:30 through 6, which we agreed to, so we packed our kids up as well as our dog and left. We got back home at 6:30, only to find them still on our house. I apologized and instantly went back outside while my husband took the kids to the park. Now we're working with a realtor and not selling independently, as we don't want to deal with the people viewing our homes personally. While I was outside waiting for them to finish up, the woman and her husband came out to ask me questions, like what the cost for a garage would be. I told them an approximate price, and she starts laughing, asking me how we could list our house so high when they would still have to pay $20,000 more for a garage. I told her we made the decision to put that kind of money to upgrade the interior of the house, as a garage was never a need for us. She then got annoyed and began saying she wouldn't pay more than $320,000 for our house, which was less than what we purchased it for. How do you have that much money to buy a house when you're 25?
So there is a subset of the American population that was born into a lot of money, and like they did absolutely nothing to earn
Should be illegal. I told her I would never agree to that, that this conversation was over, and that if she had any more questions, then her realtor could reach out to mine. She began arguing with me again, so I snapped and asked why she was wasting everyone's time, as our listing clearly stated there was no garage, but that I would gladly put one in, but would be bumping up the listing by another $30,000. She freaked out and said that it would put our place out of her price range, so I told her not to bother looking at places priced above her means and to get off my property. She left crying because of how rude I was to her, and her husband called me a bitch. My husband thinks I could have ended the conversation more eloquently, but I feel she crossed the line by questioning me in the first place. Am I the asshole?
I mean, this is such a privileged person situation. I know, I hate
the person.
And I'm like, I hate both of you. You're both sound
You're
like
both
assholes.
Bad. Yeah.
I'm like, I can't afford to buy a house. What? Who has money to buy a house?
I can't get past that when you were, let's see, they've been together. Well, they bought the house 8 years ago. So
how old are they again?
She would have been 22. He would have been 25 when they bought them. I just can't I can't even picture that. Although, to be fair, like my parents, my mom had a house when she was 22, I think, or 23 maybe, but different times then. And Allen Park was not expensive at the time. So I think, like, just on the basis of the post, the poster's not an asshole in that context, but I think they're an asshole regardless because I don't understand how they have a house.
I mean, I feel like there are a lot of things that are shady and unfair about the housing industry and the housing market. Like, mm-hmm. houses are grossly overpriced and overinflated nowadays anyway. So how much are they asking for this place again?
So let me read through here. So $320,000 was less than what they paid for 8 years ago.
And it's true. We also don't know where this is located, because in the Bay Area, a $300,000 house would be like a shack falling apart. It might even be a property with like a stool on it.
Yeah, it's just some grass with a stool and a dream.
Yeah, that's all you're getting in the Bay Area. But now if this were the Midwest somewhere, that would be a very expensive home.
So they said they currently have it listed for $35,000 more than what they purchased it for. So they're saying we put over 8 years, $35,000 worth of work into it, plus I guess the just the value. Although if you shouldn't it, I would have expected it to go up more.
Yeah.
If 320 was under, I don't know what the absolute price is, but it feels like a logic puzzle where like if this is the value and this is too low, I'm not gonna do that math. I had gin.
I have had several glasses of wine, and I don't think I'm in a tax bracket enough to make a commentary on this post. So I'm going to say that everybody's kind of an asshole just because that's more money than I make.
It's called everybody sucks here. All assholes here.
Oh, okay, but if we're explicitly talking about the behavior of each individual, I think both of them were probably coming from a somewhat hostile place.
Yeah, I think so. I get that they felt that the poster felt like they were wasting their time. I wonder if it was like a tactic to be like, we're going to convince you that you don't need that much money or whatever.
Yeah.
But I think that's why you would normally just let the realtors talk, right?
Yeah, I think their ultimate plan of passing this over to the realtor would solve all of these problems. But also, why are they so upset about it that they needed to come to Reddit? Like, you've got enough money. You're doing okay, honey. You don't need to come to Reddit about this.
Mm-hmm. Just looking through the comments to see if there's anything worth. It's a seller's market. Buyers screwed themselves. Don't be rude and aggressive. I've heard that people trying to buy houses like are sending gift baskets and
the competition, cars. Especially here in the Bay Area, is wild. You know, I had a friend recently trying to purchase even just a condo, and you can't do it unless you're ultra wealthy because people are coming in with cash money over asking. So people who have modest means have absolutely no hope of breaking into the housing market. Mm-hmm. So I think maybe that's why I'm a little more sympathetic to the buyer, even if the buyer was being rude, because I can understand the buyer's perspective of like, why is everything so fucking expensive?
But in this context of the poster asking if they're the asshole.
Was their behavior particularly rude? Probably not.
Okay.
I guess.
On the basis of the post, I think they're not an asshole.
Sure, I guess.
Too. But just in general, I hate them. I wish the house to burn down. Everyone can get out safe. They probably have insurance, but burn it to the ground.
That's a very
And then when you rebuild it, you can add a garage.
Oh,
I'm trying
God.
So
Babe,
hard to say garage correctly.
Solver.
That's true. I
How
am.
Do you say garage?
I say garage.
No.
I'm from the Midwest.
Babe, I'm from the Midwest. That's not an excuse.
Leave me alone.
For your allocution.
All right, you read the next one.
How am I supposed to read the next one?
I send it to your phone.
Oh my gosh. You can't see our setup, but I have no viewing access to the computer with which Jessica is in front of.
I can put it on this. Hold on.
Girlfriend won't let dogs sleep in our room. Is that the one?
Yeah.
Well, I've never tried to read out loud in a recording while drinking. So this will be exciting.
I was
going to
say, you read
everyone.
Out loud last time we recorded.
I wasn't drinking at the time.
Can you see this on my other monitor?
I absolutely can't do that. I don't know why you would think I could see that. I have it on my phone. It's fine. I have terrible eyesight, and Jessica likes to read things that require a microscope. So.
I keep my text on my monitors. I have three monitors. They're 2 or 4K, and one's like the iMac.
It's obscene to the point that I question if maybe a radioactive spider was
People
involved.
People can't see them, but only I can. Mm. Well, this is so big. I blew up the text.
Like you're like a dog.
See it, and it's just so big. It's comical.
It's not even that big. I can barely read it. And then she just makes it as small as humanly possible that no
this
one
is a
could
normal
possibly.
Size.
That is not normal. I don't know how to tell you this, but you are not normal.
Okay. Thanks, Mom.
You're welcome. Anyway, am I the asshole? Girlfriend won't let dogs sleep in our room. My girlfriend, 20, and I, 21, have been discussing moving in together in the same city. Mm-hmm. I have two dogs, so we were discussing expectations and roles we'd play in the house. The dogs will be my responsibility only, not hers. She likes the dogs and is sweet to them, but last night we had a disagreement about sleep arrangements. She said my dogs couldn't sleep in our room. She doesn't want them on the bed, and neither do I, but she won't even say yes to them on the floor. I have each of them for 8 years, and they've spent almost every night of their life sleeping in the same room as me. If I were to kick them out of the room, they would make a huge fuss and keep us up. She said it's non-negotiable, so I said I'll just sleep in the second room with them, but that upset her too, that I would sleep with them over her. Am I the asshole for standing my ground about this? The dogs are my family. One of them is 11 and on his last few years, and I'd feel mean for making my old pups change what they've been doing their entire life.
I can tell you what Becca thinks about this one. They're too young to move in together.
Well, she's dead to us. Why do we care what she thinks?
Because someone needs to say it. It's my favorite part is anytime the age is like under her age, she's like, no, they're too young.
Here's the thing, because I at first wasn't paying attention to what I was reading, so I had to go back and read it again. So it's a 20-year-old and a 20-year-old. They were discussing moving in together in the same city.
And the expectations and roles. And they were discussing
expectations. So, have they already moved in together and then they didn't actually discuss this very obvious problem? Or
No, they're talking through it. This is a hypothetical.
Okay, so far they're at an impasse about where the dogs will sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Why does she not want them in the room? Is she allergic to dogs?
I don't know. I sleep in your room with your cats all over us.
That's true. But here's the thing. As a person who, like, I had the cats before I met you.
Why?
I bad planning on my part.
Did you do it on purpose?
It was just bad planning on my part.
I'm so
mad.
You
know, I've got the ADHD. I'm so disorganized. Anyway, so I've got the cats. I had the cats before I met you. So I'm not going to change my cat's routine because it would cause behavioral issues.
You have a little bit, though, because Miho is an indoor-outdoor cat, and he hates being in one when he wants to be in the other. And he's had to adjust to you being here sometimes.
Right, but he would have to do that when I was at work, too. So that's not necessarily the same thing. Like, at night, I know you're allergic to cats, but the cats still sleep in the bedroom and sleep all over us. Because if I tried to lock them out of the room, they would claw open the door and meow.
I do love those cats, 7 hours. Though, they're so cute.
I just pop you up full of antihistamines, and it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
No, but I understand that, like, as a pet owner,
like, if anyone asks.
When you date somebody who has pets, like, people are very particular about their pets. So I can understand why this might, you know, cause a moment of friction between them. I think I would want to understand her point of view. Why does she not want the dogs to sleep with them? And then.
So you're saying you'd need more info.
I need more info.
So let's see if we get anything in the comments here. Now, I will say the top comments I'm seeing are. Basically, like, don't, you should split up. This isn't going to work. So
I love that people, like, the moment there is any sort of hiccup or disagreement, people are like, no, the relationship's doomed. There's no way to get around this dog sleeping on the floor issue. Which is a very, like, 20, 21-year-old, like, way of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Any interesting comments? Again, I can't see them because the microscopic text.
Okay, don't worry about it. I think actually these are two women based on the comments.
Oh yeah, well, you know what?
They didn't identify gender in there.
That's
but
on me for assuming this was a sit-hat problem.
I it does sound like one of those. Mm. So the poster is agnostic, and the other person is very religious, based on what I'm reading here.
What the fuck does that have to do with anything?
I just mean that to me is kind of a fundamental thing that you. Could disagree on.
Now that they
that
resolved,
and the dogs,
no problems
too.
Like,
yeah, they're like, oh, whatever,
religious differences, we got that, we've handled that like mature adults. But the dogs on the fucking floor, are we allowed to curse in your podcast?
Yeah, I mark it as explicit content.
Oh, I can make it more explicit.
I don't know that we have to. I mean, it's still so my friend Esther lets her kids listen to this sometimes, I think.
Oh, well.
She mentioned that they were in the room, and I don't remember what the topic was. I have to go back and look at the message, but we said something, and one of the kids, who is under 10, I believe, had an opinion on it. So I appreciate that. I just really like that Esther listens. I like when I know any of my friends are listening. Just
I know, babe.
You know how it is.
Yeah.
But as far as the comments, there's no other comments to provide further info. The people on the comments are saying that, as I said, they should break up, that it's not going to work out. Now, I don't know that they need to break up, but I think you're right that they should talk through it and, like, figure out, does this matter to me more? Like, what is important here? But if he's already like, I'll just sleep in the other room.
Well,
she is like, I'll sleep in a different room. Like, that's kind of, I don't know. I have this thing where I don't like to sleep in a different room than the person I'm with if we're in the same place.
Right. I think that would be the purpose of moving in together, is so that you could sleep together every night. But I mean, to me, this doesn't sound like anybody's the asshole as much as this is a legitimate disagreement that these two people are having and they need to communicate better. Mm-hmm. Will they be able to find an impasse? I don't know. The dogs will die in a couple of years anyway, so.
Fingers crossed.
They can revisit this issue soon.
I mean, when society collapses, those dogs are going to go feral. So don't worry about it.
I mean, I think going feral is the most pleasant outcome in the apocalypse.
For dogs?
Oh, yes.
Or for anybody.
Just for anyone.
Yeah, that's my plan when we get to the apocalypse, is just to fucking lose it.
I mean, I've seen Mad Max, so I know what happens.
I've never seen Mad Max, but I've seen This is the End. I don't know if you've seen that one. It's
no. How have you not seen Mad Max? Like, everybody's seen
Mad Max. He just seems so angry.
Oh, I know. You have a very tender soul.
I know the song... about being beyond Thunderdome. Tina Turner, right? We don't need another hero. We just need to find the way home.
That reference is really old.
Okay, I'm really old. Mm. You're like 2 years younger than me, too.
All right, settle down, Grandma. What else we got? You are.
Listen, we're going to take a break right now. That's what we got.
Bring me another!
There's like a 50% chance that Chris actually throws the cup on the ground.
Don't worry about it.
Okay. We'll be right back.
Horror movie for Jessica would be we're going on a trip tomorrow and you cannot create a spreadsheet. Just you have to grab whatever you can.
How long
from memory.
Is the trip?
3 weeks.
No.
Yeah.
Nope.
We're going 3 weeks tomorrow.
I would make a spreadsheet on
nope,
my phone.
Nope, you can't. No.
So the reason they're talking about this is because every time I go away, even if it's just for a weekend, I make a little spreadsheet and I plan
Babe,
out what I'm going to wear.
You have spreadsheets for things that aren't even trips.
Okay, like what?
Like, you have a spreadsheet for, like, groceries.
That is so that I make sure I get the groceries I need. Mm. And I plan out my meals for the week.
Mm-hmm.
It's called budgeting.
Yeah. There's actually a spreadsheet for sex, which is really interesting.
Well, yeah, but I want to make sure and that we rate it appropriately so that when we review at the end of the year,
explicit.
We have the data.
It's rated explicit.
Yeah, I had to put a rating on
please,
the...
Please remove the 10-year-old from...
Yeah. Before we talk about sex sheets, which is what I call my sex spreadsheet, I don't actually have a spreadsheet for that. I did used to keep one, not for sex, but for like my moods through the day. And I would color code them and I broke them down into separate categories. I haven't done this in a couple of years, but
I don't know if you know how psychologically healthy that really is.
I needed to be able to look back, and I was trying to figure out why I wasn't sleeping, and I'll tell you it was all while I was with Hayden is that I was doing this because I was like, I'm sleeping terribly and I'm always upset and I'm way overweight. So I was trying to get some data on it to help me figure things out, and it helped. And then when I broke up with Hayden, I stopped updating it because I was like, oh,
weird. Weird that might happen.
Yeah. So we're back.
That was a very short break. That break was me getting another glass of wine.
Well, it's a different, like...
Also, what is on your screen right now?
That's no Alex.
I was just like, who is this random white boy on the screen?
So, for those of you who know Alex, which is going to be like a half of the audience, I would guess, is we made an emoji of him at work. I actually told my friend Tom to make an emoji of Alex with like the no symbol through him, like you would see for no smoking or Ghostbusters. And it's... People at work have picked it up and have turned into things. So when I was doing these test apps this week for the Swift course I'm in, you had to, once after you did the I am rich one, they were like, now make one that says I am poor. You can put whatever icon. And they're like, maybe you'll put Cole there. And I put no Alex just because I had that on there from including in my sticker pack. So it's just him with like his headshot from work with a no through it.
He should make that his LinkedIn profile.
He should make that his LinkedIn profile. He's going to hear this. He'll be like, I'm in the podcast again.
So exciting. Don't worry, honey. You're not special. Anyway, moving
Alex on. Alex is special.
Oh, is he?
Sure.
That was very,
you'll meet him eventually, very probably. Kind of you. If he doesn't die.
Why would he die?
That's a great question. Here's the next post. This one is, would I be the asshole if my partner and I asked our friend to not wear an animal onesie to our wedding?
So now we're into hypotheticals.
Well, they have these sometimes. Hi, folks. I'm 27 male, getting married to my fiance, 25 female, too young, in a couple of months. We've worked really hard to put this together with basically no support from our families. Seems like a red flag. And we're super excited. We're setting out to have a semi-formal party with our closest friends and family. closest friends and family.
Our less closest than 50. Friends and family.
Our closest friends and family.
Love my family.
Do you? In a smaller venue in a really nice location a couple hours away from where we live. We have a friend who is a really outspoken, loud, warm, energetic, wonderful person.
It's me.
Oh, babe, you're going to this wedding?
I am totally.
Weird that you didn't invite me. We have already invited her. Oh, no, see, it's not you. And we absolutely want her at the wedding. The only issue is she has been wearing an animal onesie basically 24/7 for the last few months to a year or more.
As one does.
In everyday life, FW, I assume that means fiance, future wife, maybe, and I have no issues with this. We are super open and accommodating to other people's feelings and needs and really just want her to be comfortable and happy. For the wedding, however, we would really like everyone to be able to fit the semi-formal theme. We're not sure if she would insist on wearing it to the wedding, but we do know that she has worn it to other events that it was not appropriate for, specifically another friend's bachelorette party. We also know that she gets super defensive about it. Some people at that bachelorette party made some comments. I don't know specifics beyond that. And from what we understand, they did not go over well. We are not sure why she's so attached to this outfit, and she's been cagey about why she wears it the few times it has been brought up in conversation, purely in a non-judgmental way. Would we be the asshole if we gently tried to convince her to wear appropriate clothes to our wedding?
I mean, I guess I would. Is this person going to be like in the wedding party? Is this person like a bridesmaid or something like that?
Yeah.
So they are.
No. I mean, I'm agreeing with like, is that the situation? I don't know. It doesn't seem. It says they just want to invite her.
I would
but
say.
But it doesn't seem to be in the wedding party.
If this person was in the wedding party and they were going to be in all of the wedding pictures and. and they
it's
were going to be
point, at least.
Right there. I would say, I mean, personally, if it was me, I'd be like, you absolutely fucking wear that onesie to my wedding. If you wear anything else, I'll be fucking disappointed in you. So personally, I would want them to wear the onesie because it would be hilarious. But people who don't appreciate humor probably would want this person to wear something else. And if they were in the wedding party, I would say, yeah, absolutely, go for it. If they're a guest, does it honestly matter? I probably would ask, and if they said no, I wouldn't care. I would just be like, okay, fine.
Get them a semi-formal onesie.
That's true. Well, it sounds like they're like really into this particular onesie. Like maybe they're a furry and they haven't come out. Maybe they have like some sort of sensory or mental health issue that requires them
that
to wear this.
That would be my assumption, is there's some reason
yeah,
that like, they're doing this that they're not ready to address yet.
Right. Like, is this friend autistic and they're really into this right now as one of their special interests? And if that were the case, I'd be like, let them do whatever they want. But if, you know, I guess you'd have to ask. I don't think it would be an asshole thing to ask. Hey, could you wear something that's in the theme of our wedding? I don't think that would be an asshole thing to
ask. Maybe it would help them talk about it, too.
Yeah. I mean, I think I'm a little bit worried about the friend who like doesn't want to explain, like they don't have the kind of relationship.
There.
They don't have the kind of relationship where they feel comfortable expressing that.
Sure. But we don't think they'd be assholes to ask.
No, not at all. I think if somebody were to be in my wedding party and it well, for whatever reason it was super important to me that everybody looked the same, I would just say this person then could not be in the wedding party if they didn't want to change clothes.
Sure, sure.
I guess. I don't know. I wouldn't care, so.
Who even gets married? Could you imagine? No. Marrying somebody?
Yeah, that was the.
And then, like, what if it didn't work out?
Oh, I know, God. I'd be so embarrassed. Egg on my face.
I'd be so embarrassed.
Yeah. Yeah. Nope. Don't encourage marriage at all. So actually, that's really the point of this post, is that they shouldn't get married, because no one should get married, because marriage is a lie. So.
Yeah, that's a happy note. Thank you. You're up there with Becca, and like, here's a fun fact: divorce statistics.
No, I don't.
She said that twice on this podcast in separate episodes. I think it's because she's dead inside.
I mean, that's the only obvious explanation. Mm-hmm. But she's also dead to us, so I think that really aligns.
So inside and out.
She's just dead.
Mm-hmm. Finally.
I don't know why we keep talking about this dead person.
It's like, funny because whenever I tell her, when you die, I get Cammy, she's like, no. As if I wouldn't get Cammy. It's very confusing.
Is it because you don't want Cammy to sleep in the room with you?
No, Cammy can sleep. I've watched Cammy before at my apartment in Ann Arbor. She slept on the bed with me. It was fantastic. I love that dog.
Well, I mean, that's probably the issue. It's probably why you and Becca don't live together.
Oh, there's lots of reasons we don't live together. People don't realize, but we actually do hate each other.
I've seen it. It gets very violent. There's hair pulling. Mm-hmm. Names are called words that make even me blush.
Yeah, and it's even worse if Becca's there.
And sometimes David cries, and I have to get him from the closet and say, it's okay, honey. It's okay.
He's doing his best.
Lure him out with hot cocoa.
Actually, I have been very sad that I'm not in Ann Arbor with them this week, because I've been going to restaurants that I like and seeing my friends.
Guess you shouldn't have moved to San Francisco.
No. I can be here. I just didn't go home. I could have gone home, but I wanted to see you.
Maybe you are home. You're literally in your home right now.
This is home, Ann Arbor's home. When I'm in Orlando and we go somewhere, I'll be like, oh, when are we headed home? And I always mean where I'm sleeping that night. People say like home is where your heart is. Home is just everywhere to me.
Yeah, see here, when I say home is wherever I mean sleep. Oakland. Like, that's what I mean.
San Francisco is home.
So I don't mean in any way the Midwest. That place is fucking dead to me.
Yes, because you're from Ohio. It's very different.
That's true. Not all of us are from that state up north.
You can say it here.
No, I don't think that we need to bring that word into the podcast.
I don't know if we talked about it on here afterwards, but I know your mom listened to the last episode you were on. And I think you told me her response was, ugh, you didn't tell me she was from that state up north.
Yeah, does not care that you're trans. It's really that you're from Michigan that was quite upsetting to her as an Ohio State Buckeyes fan. That state up north. That's actually her quote. You didn't tell me she was from that state up north.
Well, you sent it to me, and I always think about that. I'm excited to meet. She'll be here for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, she'll like you in spite of that. Like, even though you're from Michigan, she'll still like
I'm
you.
I'm extremely endearing.
I mean, you're going to have to try extra hard to get over that, you know, handicap you have.
I will get over nothing.
Okay. Wait, what were we talking about? These motherfuckers. No, they're not assholes for asking their friend.
This is not the... I sent you the next one. But yeah, I agree that they're not an asshole for asking.
Any interesting comments? What's with the softball posts?
This is what Becca does.
You know, it's because
David saves all the good posts for David when she's
didn't
on.
Curate the experience this time.
Let's see. This says the onesie is pajamas with a hood and the face of an animal on it with a tail like you'd find at Target.
Sounds really cozy.
Invitations have been mailed out, but we have a wedding website where most of the event info lives. We are going to add a note that there's note there that says semi-formal attire required. Although she's amazing 99% of the time, she tends to be very stubborn and sensitive to certain things, especially concerning other people exerting power over her. Basically, we know it's going to be a very hard conversation because we feel like she will take the request as, I don't know, a personal insult. So.
Yeah, sounds like your friend is experiencing some challenges they might need some support in.
They are a, Wall Street Bets person, this original poster. They were holding GameStop to $5,000. I don't think it ever got up to $5,000. I don't know where it went to, but whatever.
I want somebody to give me money.
All right, I sent you the next post. Oh, it's available now on your iPhone device.
You make me work so hard.
Make sure you're talking into the mic.
No.
We're not yelling into the mic.
I do what I want. I don't like it when people assert power over me.
Ooh, I guess you can't come to my wedding.
That'll be awkward. There's a whole conversation that we haven't had.
Yeah, there's a couple levels of conversation that we gotta have before we...
What if you send me a wedding invitation?
Like
next month, and I'd be like, Jessica!
I don't have time to date someone else. I am in the band now.
That's true. You are in the LGBTQ band. How do I know you're not going to fall in love with some sexy oboe player?
First of all, there are no oboes in marching band. Secondly, no oboe player has ever been sexy. Thirdly...
Wow. I apologize to everyone who plays an oboe.
I don't know any oboe players anymore. I used to in college. I think. Megan will know if I knew any oboe players. I don't know. You know how long ago I was in college?
Sometimes I think about how long ago it was since I was in undergrad, and I'm like, oh, fuck. Yeah. I entered undergrad in 2008.
You're the oldest person I've ever dated. That's not actually true.
Well, I mean, Becca would say that's why none of those other relationships worked out.
Yeah, they're too young. I mean, I'm sure there's some element of truth to that.
Yeah, maybe we stand a shot because we're both in our 30s.
Yeah. I'm never moving to Oakland, though, so...
Well, I don't know what to tell you. All right. So am I the asshole for cutting up a task book my girlfriend made? Because also, we could just move to El Cerrito. It's fine. Berkeley.
Not
there's
moving.
So many options.
No.
Am I the asshole for cutting up a task book my girlfriend made because I found it insulting? Already it says asshole. So everyone's decided.
Well, that's what they've been voted. This is 10 days old.
Okay. I, 27 male, dated my girlfriend, 26 female, for almost 3 years before we moved in together a few months ago.
And this is okay because they're older than Becca.
Yep. I mean, they're close enough. They're practically the same age. We have been fighting about chores the whole time so far while things were going great before. It first started when she'd interrupt me and make requests for what I could do to help her that day. Okay, no problem. I can help. I did dishes and took out the garbage and stuff. I'm not a slacker. I already can just sense, how this is going to go. Eventually, I was mad at her interrupting me so much in the day, and we fought. So her quote-unquote solution the next day was make a list of chores pinned inside the closet, and she said whenever I can help, just check the list and do anything on it. I already felt then I was treading on over-controlling roommate territory, but she can be very fussy and likes stuff tidier than me, and I didn't want to fight, so I agreed. Even though she asked me for a minimum one chore a day, as if I'm an employee and this isn't my home as well to relax after work. After a few weeks, she was still coming to tell me how I do chores wrong and making more requests. I said I don't like being interrupted for chores all day and is bad for my mental health, and she said she doesn't like living in a dirty apartment for her mental health. It isn't dirty, just not flawless, which also annoyed me because it's our home and she insulted it and we fought about that as well. She ended up printing out a whole fucking book. It has sections with sticky tabs and extremely overly specific instructions like, if you clean the toilet, use X products, we keep paper towels under the sink and cleaning stuff on the first shelf in the pantry, and make sure you scrub under the bowl with the brush and flush afterwards, and check the floor for whatever, make sure you use disposable cloths. And just for that... For literally pages of step-by-step instructions. She said, use this book when you have time for chores and I won't come bother you. Obviously, it was very insulting because she gave me this stupid manual that she clearly spent time in writing. She doesn't quote-unquote need it, but I do apparently. And it treats me like a literal child or idiot who can't do anything without hand-holding or lectures. I thought I was moving in with a girlfriend, not a manager. In the moment, I just cut it up with scissors and threw it in the trash. Because, again, I'm not a child.
Oh.
I just want to to be clear, I'm not a literal child. I am an adult. So I cut it up and I threw it in the trash. So after that, we fought again. She thinks I'm being unreasonable and I think she's being a micromanager. I think we have problems, but it isn't the chores. Was I an asshole for ruining her work in this situation when I literally never even asked for that project she chose to do? And there,
I don't want to read the edits yet. I read them already and I want to save it.
I have not.
I want to save them for a second. So on the basis, yeah, absolutely the asshole. I would love, so I used to have a problem with people I dated where I would clean stuff and I was admittedly bad at doing chores, although some of the time I was working like 70 hours a week, so whatever. If someone had made me a book of exactly how to clean it, I'd be like, this is great. I can never mess this up, because I would do stuff and I would be told, well, you didn't do it right. And I was like, okay, but then show me how to do it right. Like, I want to do it, but I need to know what, you know, we need to have a mutual understanding here. So I think that's great that she was like, okay, he's trying to help, let's try to do this. Or like a list of like, we just need this, and I'd be like, oh, absolutely, that's great, it's so organized. Big surprise that I would like that.
Yeah, you were like, oh my god, this is amazing. Do I understand why he felt it might have come across as being condescending?
Yeah, it probably could have been a conversation, but my impression from him is that it probably was a conversation.
Right. To me, this speaks to like the classic mental load that cishet women end up finding themselves in. I don't know if everyone's mental, like, there's this phenomenon that tends to happen in cishet relationships, particularly marriages, where women become the organizers of the home. So they're always responsible for planning chores, planning activities, remembering appointments, and it's considered to be an additional mental and emotional burden.
Be so good at that.
So men, cishet men, end up kind of acting as the employee, where they don't do shit unless they're asked to do something. And then they'll go and do the thing they're asked to do, but even though there are 17 other unfinished chores, will not take any initiative to do those things until they've been instructed by the supervisor, aka the manager of the home, the cishet woman. Mm-hmm. So this creates an undue mental load for cishet women in these relationships. So this is that classic example where he's like, I did the thing you asked me to do, but then is irritated that he's expected
to do more.
To do more, but also to do, particularly to do more unprompted. Like, her expectation is that he will see that there is something that needs to be done and do it. And he has the expectation that he only has to do things as they are done. Clearly, they're not on the same page about, like, what cleanliness means to each of them, which can be challenging.
I want to read some comments that he has posted. One of them was removed by the moderator. I wonder what that was. He says, a lot of times I'm on my computer relaxing and playing games. Yeah, but it's after I go to work all day and I need at least a few hours to myself after being stressed.
Because that bitch ain't doing work.
Yeah, I'm like, she's in an unpaid internship. I'm sure she's like
tired.
Everything. Yeah. Usually she will cook and then I do most of the dishes. I take out the garbage and clean the cat litter on Fridays and break. Only on Fridays? And break down the recycling that day too. When she wants to clean deeper, I'll have to do whatever she needs at the time. I can't know what other stuff she wants if she doesn't tell me.
What? She literally wrote you a fucking manual, and then dumbass.
Then you are angry. A lot of people are saying this. I don't know what this is in response to, but I think there's such a thing as clean enough and not everything needs to be dealt with immediately. Is everyone else really coming home from work and then just working more just so the stovetop isn't grimy when it doesn't impact your life at all? I don't clean my stovetop very much. I tend to keep my apartment pretty clean, but the stovetop is one place where I'm like, I don't care. I will clean it once a month at most.
Right, but this is like a situation, right, where you talk about what chores are kind of like, what is your threshold for cleanliness? Mm-hmm. I think this actually causes quite a lot of trouble in relationships. When I was with my ex, wife, that was a constant like struggle between us, was the difference in opinion about chores.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard in relationships to negotiate that, especially if both partners are working a lot and are tired.
I think that's hard whether it's a relationship or your roommates or something, because like I know Jen would tend to do dishes quicker than I would, and then I'd feel bad because I was like, well, I make even tonight, we made dinner. Those dishes are going to sit till tomorrow morning. Jen would normally have done those, like, immediately.
Right.
And I'm like, no, I want to eat and relax, and I will do them, but not right now. So I think that'll happen in any relationship where you're sharing space with somebody.
No, everybody has a different style. But this seems to kind of go beyond that into kind of the issues I mentioned previously. But the edits, we didn't get to the edits.
There were a couple more comments that from him first. He says he does dishes from dinner and he does his own laundry and takes care of the cat, Sid's cat.
He does his own laundry.
Wow, I'm proud of you. I wipe up after I trim my beard. I vacuum and sweep. I take out the garbage and break down cardboard for recycling. Carry heavy things upstairs from the car and change light bulbs when they burn out and stuff like that. I check the mail every day. I change the bed on laundry days. I don't know. I just do different stuff depending on the day. And then he says, I work most days of the week and then play games or sometimes even do extra work in the evenings for the next day. She kind of works from home, but it's unpaid internship. Sometimes I offer to cover more of the bills when she's low on money because I have some savings now from working a lot. But I work out of the house, so she's home a lot more than me, and maybe that's why she cares more. I can see that, too, because, like, when I go back to work, I'm probably going to have, like, back to the office, I will probably not keep the apartment quite as clean, but I have trouble focusing on work if, like,
right,
there's shit all over the place. So if you want to go ahead, yeah, let's read those edits.
All right. Edit. I came back to a ton of comments and a lots of different opinions. Thanks for all the replies and DMs. I'm trying to read and respond to as many as I can, but probably won't get to them all anytime soon. Edit 2. I had a lot of DMs suggesting I post in other subreddits to get a more male-oriented advice. And that kind of clued me in that I am probably an asshole because some of those subreddits can be gross and sexist. And if that's the place for this story to be taken positively, then that means something. Also, extra thanks to some people leaving actual productive advice, even though that isn't the point of this subreddit, but it does make me glad to see at least a few people think we can figure it out and improve without jumping to breaking up right away. Finally, I can't deny all the comments saying my chores aren't enough. I get it now. I don't talk about this stuff so much, so this was actually news to me that a lot of you would be mad at your partner for what I did. I was an asshole. Well, that was a turnaround.
We like to see character growth in this
love
podcast.
It. Love
yeah.
that character
That's why I wanted
growth.
To save the comments or the edits. Because
what a good boy.
Yeah. I.
Now, was this just performative for Reddit, or did he actually go forth and enact change?
See, it's hard, and I do this sometimes, but you have to, like, assume that they're being honest with the post, even though lately I've been like, that one sounds fake, because sometimes Becca will read once and I'm like, no, that's fake. But in general, I try to assume that people are presenting things truthfully, and if they make edits like that, because even, I don't know, I wouldn't make an edit like that if I disagreed. I would have been like, whatever, this is dumb, and delete it.
Right. I mean, I'm proud of OP for taking some responsibility, hearing what's been said. Apparently, Reddit did a good thing this day.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the real heroes
yeah.
are the commenters of Reddit. Really Ooh. Improving cishet relationships one post at a time. Good job, heroes.
I feel like this is the kind of person that I always say, why do you go to Am I the Asshole for This Stuff? Is that he really doesn't know. Like, he had no clue that this was bad. I think one of the other comments, I didn't read this one because it wasn't super relevant, but he lived with his cat for the last few years and by himself most of his life, but he did live with an ex previously, so I wonder what that was.
Yeah.
But you know what? We saw the growth at the end.
Yeah, I'm not gonna.
I think these
gonna,
two are gonna. They're gonna make it.
I'm not gonna hate on the guy.
They're gonna make it happen.
Showing some character growth. Love
it's
to see it.
The only post he has. I'd love to
love
see
to
more.
See it.
Well, I think that's gonna be our show.
What?
I know we went. I think our last one was 90 minutes.
I know we're so short. I feel like
this
I didn't
is,
do a good
it's
job. This
just
time.
Under an hour. No, you did fine. We'll talk about it once the mics are off.
Okay, I'm glad. I need that constructive feedback.
Yeah, it's constructive, all right.
Isn't there one more we can do? Well, you don't do the game anymore. Is that
we
the thing?
Do. We do intermittently. But this is going to be the perfect time. This will let it down to about 50 minutes.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, I know as you just want to talk anymore.
Okay.
Yeah. What are we going to do after this?
Finish watching Iron Man 2.
Explicit.
The explicit version of Iron Man 2.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah.
It's that's, where the only place he wears the suit.
We actually had to end the podcast because 10-year-olds can't be present for what's about to happen.
Content warning. You must be this old to listen to the podcast. Mm. All right, everybody, have a great week. Hopefully Becca is back next week. I should make Becca and Chris do one together that I'm not involved in.
Well, I mean, that would be better so for funny. Everyone. So, yeah, thanks.
Better for everyone.
It's nice to see everyone. You know, Godspeed.
This is a podcast.
Whatever.
Okay, bye.
Bye.